Sports Radio 950 KJR AM and KJR FM HD2 Seattle, an iHeart radio station. This hour is brought to you by Hardwick and Pendergast, personal injury attorneys.
Here we go. Ready? Go.
It's Football Friday.
We gotta have it now. We gotta have it now.
Powered by Bud Light, proud partner of the Seattle Seahawks, on your home for the Huskies and the 12th man.
You're getting high now. You're getting high. You're too high, baby.
Seattle Sports Radio 950.
Let's go get it.
KJR.
Weather! Woo! You like it or you don't like it? Learn! Woo! To love it because it's the best! Keep big going today!
Oh, stop.
Oh,
no. Oh, dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No, I think she is.
Yeah, she's hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Nah, she's not okay. She's never okay. She's scarred for life, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. It's Puck. It's the go-to guy. We are we're broadcasting for, you know, this is sad. It's the final day. It's the final day until maybe we do it again.
What, it is?
Yeah.
We can't take it into Monday, Tuesday, and then...
Oh, well, you guys, you go ahead. You want to continue? Go ahead.
Well, through Monday, Tuesday, because, what, Wednesday's when we change it, right?
Yeah, Wednesday's when we change it, but, I mean, since we've already given them a week and we were going to change it around, that's so, what it reminds me. We have to find a new one today.
Okay.
We'll start it at 12. We'll kind of sum it up here at 12:30, and we'll maybe take some suggestions, and we'll get people to bid on it. But then we'll have to probably find a new one for next week. So starting on Monday. I won't be here Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. So starting Monday. All right.
But we'll take the weekend so people can tweet us, people can text us. I'll have my phone and all that. We can kind of coordinate everything. Yeah. If we can continue, somebody else wants to spend another $500 on this, we'll just keep calling it that. We'll keep calling it the 41-13 flag planting ass kicking studio.
Yeah, if you're a Husky,
950 KJR.
If you're a Husky fan, don't you want to step in and?
No. I'll just tell you right now, if a Husky fan wants to change it to something disparaging the Cougs, I'm not going to take your money. But I'll just tell you that.
How
right
about
now.
A grand? Would you take a grand? I had something funny. Talk about
that's
someone.
The starting price.
No, if you want to say something disparaging about the Cougs,
$2,000.
Mm.
Ooh.
I like that.
So, go ahead.
Okay.
You want to call it the Kalen DeBoer, Jake Haner Resurrection Studio? $2,000.
Two bands. Throw it our way.
So 500, not enough.
No.
You won't take their money.
No. I mean, there is a limit to what I'll do.
Yeah. Well, this is...
Haner's coming. Remember when we had the... Where's the music we used to play for Eason? Because remember when Eason was the second coming of Christ?
Oh, he was the Savior.
Maybe we'll play this when Haner comes now, too. Didn't they not like Jake Haner, and now they love him? Didn't no one think he would beat out Eason, and now he's like the greatest thing quarterback?
I think off of what he did in Fresno,
yeah.
I would feel that way.
So would I.
Yeah.
I would be very excited if he were coming to my school as well. Well, you know, not to my school.
What's funny, you're talking about not taking money from a Husky fan. I had something happen to me today that's probably never happened in the history of homeless people.
I do. Let me before we go any further. VenueKings.com brings you the headlines. I do want to recap your morning because it's an all-timer. Like the morning that you have gone through is absolutely hilarious. What do we got today? We talked about the Adrian Peterson thing. He signed. Kraken Edmonton tonight. Connor McDavid, 6:30 pregame with Mike. Mike Benton's going to be on Network Central. Inside Climate Pledge. 7 o'clock, the puck will drop. Pac-12 championship game is tonight. Oregon, Utah, ABC, 5 o'clock.
Oregon at 3.
I want the Utes. I want the Utes to pound them again. Pound them into the ground. Utes favored by 2.5. You don't want that.
No.
Hey, did you see Deion Sanders brought like a, I don't know what she is, like a stripper into their team meeting?
No.
The other day?
He did?
She's not really a stripper, but she's like, we'll detail the story later. It's very odd what he did. Eastern Washington and Montana tonight.
Oh, that's
6 o'clock ESPN
Divish
Plus.
Divish didn't like Montana in that game.
Quarterfinals of the FCS playoffs. So let's go Aaron Best, and good luck there to Ryan Divish there with the Montana Grizzlies. And, hey, it was the Dickert press conference yesterday. Boy, did he say all the right things.
I watched it last night.
Did you?
Yeah, he didn't say anything about putting a fence around the state, well, okay. But in so many words.
He didn't say we're going to build a fence around the state like everybody else does, but he did say from Tumwater to – He's Egan. I swear to God, Chris Egan wrote this for him. He goes from Tumwater to Tacoma. I almost wanted to tell him, well, you know, Tumwater, Tacoma, not too far apart.
Hey, you might be able to
It would have been
Jake.
Better, like, you know, from Tumwater to Bellingham. But he goes up.
Yeah, but he needed another T-town, right? That's what Egan always does, right? From Washtenaw to Winthrop.
You know, okay. What's a T-town? What's a T-town up north? Come on, let's go. Let's think
let's
of it.
See, Stanwood.
I was going to say Tumwater to Tenino, but that's kind of close, too. I mean, I get the Tumwater to Tacoma.
What, there's got to be a T up north
he
somewhere.
He didn't do a T because he did from the Palouse to the Tri-Cities.
He did. Yeah, he did. But I like the effort.
You
though.
Loved it. You loved the Tumwater to Tacoma. It was the Palouse to Spokane, the Tri-Cities, and everywhere in between.
Oh, I ate the whole thing up. I did.
I know.
I did. Jim Walden was there. Mike Walden, Price was there. Butch was there.
The best
the
thing
band.
Was, the best thing was Walden's first question.
What was it again?
Well, because they went around and
oh, the tight end
there was
question.
Like three
the tight end question?
Yeah, that was the best question. All right. Raise your hand if you want to ask a question to Coach. Oh, okay. Jim Walden's there.
So Walden.
Jim, when are we going to get a damn tight end?
And, you know, Dickert
God
didn't completely
him.
Dismiss it.
Oh, he did not.
You asked him the tight end question, too.
Oh, yeah. Give me a tight end. Yeah. Give me a hybrid tight end. Huh?
I think it's going to happen. Because he didn't say
he
no.
He said no on a fullback, though.
But he did talk about wanting to build everything around Jaden Delora.
Build everything about Delora. He also said the alumni are welcome back.
Yeah. So you could have scripted this all out. Without,
I can script.
You didn't need to watch it.
So you know when the new guy gets hired at Notre Dame, when he officially gets in, he's officially that Marcus Freeman's the new head coach at Notre Dame. When his press conference is coming up tomorrow, or not tomorrow, probably next week, right? I will write Marcus Freeman's speech for him.
Well, when you're at Notre Dame, what do you do? Try and put a fence around the whole country?
You're going to put a fence around the whole country. We welcome all the alumni back. And you know what we're going to do? Just like Dickert said yesterday, just like DeBoer said, just like every other coach, we're here to win championships.
No, but he talked about championship people.
I was he like, did put a little different.
I was kind of like, well, that's cool. That's honorable.
I want to win a game.
Yeah. I mean, that student athlete stuff only goes so far.
When he went into, like, we want to build, he goes, and I we're having fun with them. All right. So just settle down. But when he's like, we want to build, you know, championship husbands and fathers and champion businessmen. I dropped off Team USA at gymnastics and I'm sitting in the car watching. I'm like, okay, but I want to win a Pac-12. Like, Dinkert, when are we going to get to that?
Yeah, give me losers as people, but winners as football
players.
That's
what I said. I don't care if this person's a nobody. Are we going to win a championship, Dickert?
It's been a while.
You're damn right it's been a while. No, he you know, like every coach, he said all the right things.
He was great. And the family photos, how touching.
Family photos
the
were
kids,
great.
Especially the one where they were raising their fist and trying to look tough.
Yeah, it was all good. It was all good.
And the part where he said he wants to settle down because he's been a nomad, he's been traveling around so much, he wants to set roots there in Pullman and what he likes so much about Pullman.
Let's revisit that in 5 years if they do win a couple, maybe Pac-12 championships.
Yeah, he'll be in high demand, won't he?
Well, whatever. I mean, just, you know, coaches do whatever coaches do, but... no, it was great. It was great. Good press conference yesterday. Didn't mention like what he was going to do with like personnel. Seems like, well, he was going to keep build the offense around Delora. Did not mention any names on an offensive coordinator. So I don't know if Brian Smith is the guy or not. He's out recruiting. Did not answer about the defensive coordinator. Did say that he'd relinquish those duties. And now it's out report. They've hired Brian Ward, who was the defensive coordinator at Nevada, who they crossed paths at North Dakota State, and then he hired, and how do you say his last name? Kaligas? I never remember.
Pete Kaligas.
Pete Kaligas. They've hired Pete Kaligas, and I immediately when I saw that name, I go, God, that is so, I know that name. That's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete Kaligas was, and many Husky fans, well, all Husky fans should know that name. He was an outstanding guard on those 90 teams, that 90 to 94 with a national championship and all that. He was on that team as a starter. Three-year starter, I believe, All Pac 10 player.
I remember the name for sure.
He was at Wyoming, was the defensive tackles coach. He has been hired to be the D tackle coach at Washington State.
Okay, so we're taking a Husky.
Yeah, we've taken a Husky.
Yeah.
Now, what I don't like, is he a plant? Is he a plant like Gregory was? I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to take some heat for that.
Ah, well, yeah, good for him. They go back to their time at Wyoming. They were on the same staff at Wyoming under Craig Bull. All right, tell everybody your morning.
My morning. It was, it started last Saturday when River, it's a golden retriever, and so you don't really expect this from a golden.
No.
But we had some people over, and Mikey had a napkin with some food or something in it, and he tried taking it out of River's mouth. River grabbed for it and then got overly rambunctious and ended up biting Mikey. And he had some wounds on his finger.
Like
no, he
playful?
Wasn't playing. He was actually angry.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
River was angry. Yeah.
Wow.
It was weird. It was really weird.
Never
and
seen
so,
this out of River.
No, I have never seen that at all from him. I've seen him, you know, be a little surly with other dogs on occasion. Not very often. But anyway, so we had to go see urgent care, and he got taken care of there. And then today, though, we went to see a hand specialist to make sure everything was okay.
Bad?
Yeah. Well, it looked like it was healing okay, but I thought, well, we should just make sure we do our due diligence and take him in.
If you ever see Beast Mode, the 12-year-old going on 19 again, you'll notice underneath her eye a little scar from our dog, our previous dog before Maple. When she was like 3, bitter, right under the eye.
Really?
Yeah.
So
she was younger than that. She was 2. She was on the ground, crawling around.
Hmm.
Came up behind her, scared her, and she didn't. My dog at that time did not like her because I had had her for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like my kid, and then we introduced this new kid in, and she did not like her from the get go.
Oh yeah.
And snuck up behind her, bit her on the eye. Beneath the eye.
So it's just a little scar, though?
Oh, yeah, it was like 5-4 stitches.
How's it look now?
Oh, you can notice it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter has one of those, too, from my parents' dog way back when. But anyway, so Mikey, we got it all checked out and everything, and then I'm taking him to Issaquah High School, and he goes, Dad, I lost my wallet up at the place that we had my hand checked out. So we drive back. Trying to get his, and you know, I'm not giving him a hard time because haven't we all lost our wallets at
some
point?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. And so I mean, one time when I was down in Vegas, how stupid is this? I was at a Motel 6 playing a slot machine, and I left my wallet up on top of the slot machine for maybe a minute, and then realized it came back and it was gone. So I couldn't give him a hard time because I didn't want to just go, oh, you idiot! How could you lose your wallet when I've done it a bunch of times? We drive back. He goes in there looking for his wallet. He couldn't find it. I thought, I wonder if that moron actually like put it in his backpack and just absentmindedly forgot to do it. So I checked his backpack, and there it was. So then, and that put me a little behind. And,
yeah.
And you know me, I like to get here on time for work.
You do. You are very much an on-time guy
I'm
here.
I'm usually here at 9:45 or so. Yeah, I do it 15 minutes before we get ready
to
go.
You know, Chris gets here like at 8:45. I always wonder if Chris just thinks like, wow, professionalism. These two idiots roll in here like 10 minutes before the show starts. I've been here since 8:45.
I have things that I got to get ready for the show. I got to make sure the show sheet's good. I'm reading articles on The Athletic. I'm doing a bunch of things.
You're so watching.
This sheet here
not.
Takes you an hour and 15 minutes to put together?
Not just that. I was reading up on Pistol Pete because he is number 7.
And you're watching videos. That's,
wait a minute.
He watches old basketball videos.
You were you're looking up Pistol Pete?
I'm reading The Athletic's Top 75. Finally got into it. And right now I'm on Pistol Pete. He's number 73. Yeah. And the only time I ever really saw Pistol Pete was back on NBA Street Volume 2. Classic game, and I would use Pistol Pete. He had some great ball handling, but I didn't really know.
What do you
his...
think about, huh?
He's pretty good.
Oh, he translates today.
He was ahead of his time.
He reminds me of Steve today. Nash. Like there was a pass where he just scooped it and threw it. I think 84 feet. It was like wow.
Yeah,
dare to say he's better than Steve Nash.
No, I'm saying his game reminds me.
Pistol Pete.
He better than Steve Nash. Don't you think?
Yeah,
he better ball.
Better
handler.
Shooter.
Better shooter. Better ball handler. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
but that's what his game reminds me of. Just watching this little highlight of him, I was like, okay, Pistol Pete.
There you go.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So you don't sit there and think, man, Puck and Jim should get here earlier than they
do? There are times when Puck is here a little early, and I'm like, oh, look, it's Puck here.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's just because I got to get out of the house.
You know what, Chris?
Going on.
I'll be coming early on Monday. Okay.
We'll be. I'll be here.
I don't know. You know, Puck's driving this whole thing, and I'm supposed to be driving it on Monday.
Throw it to Chris. That's fine. Egan can take care
of it. Well, that's the best thing.
Well, like, Egan should take care of it. I mean, depending on how big a train wreck you want.
Well, first of all, it's not going to be a train wreck because you and Egan will be in here Monday, Tuesday. You guys will be, in fact, I think when I come back on Wednesday, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, can you please stay away?
No.
Yeah, I've
not a chance.
Watch till that tornado, that human tornado, Chris Egan comes in here.
Wait a minute. All the sponsors, you know, when I forget to say something sponsored by Venue Kings and the headlines brought to you by whoever those people are that are sponsoring the show, they're going to be going, who's the guy that was leading?
He's
going
to hand it all for you.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, Egan's going to do it?
I'll be thinking of you when I'm sitting in Guy's Paradise.
Okay.
Is that a bar?
You're going to be Abandoned Dunes.
Abandoned Dunes. I'll be in a 5-day getaway, Abandoned Dunes. I'll be thinking of you.
Abandoned Dunes.
I'll be thinking of you on Monday.
Do you want to call in and, you know,
My phone is going to be
Puck.
My phone's going to be in the little drawer right when I get into that Chrome Lake. It's going to go into a drawer. I'm never looking at it.
I think that'd be a great idea.
You actually think that with Egan and I here for 2 days, that when you come back, people are going to go, no, we don't want Puck anymore.
I think it's going to be sensational.
It's going to be the opposite of that.
It's not true. It's not true at all.
It's going to be crazy. All right, where was I?
So
I found the wallet in his backpack, and I said, hey, you idiot, and he was upstairs, you know, looking for it. I found it, and he's always calling me a bot for some reason. He just thinks I'm a bot. He doesn't call me dad, he calls me bot.
Your kid calls you a bot?
Bot, all the time. Like, hey, morning, bot. You know, it's like, it's his way of saying, God, you're just an old head idiot. And so we're driving back to school, and I'm dropping him off, and I'm going through that school zone. Every school zone has it. I know it. Everybody knows it. You got the photo detection out there, and I even sat there and I said to Mikey, I go, make sure you don't go over 20 miles an hour ever here. And he's like, I know, Dad, I know. It's been here. We've been going for 4 years here. I drop him off, and then I'm thinking, okay, I'm kind of in a hurry. I've got Sky in my truck, and I want to drop him off at home before I come to work. And so I absentmindedly forgot that I had I was speeding in the photo zone, leaving there, because I wanted to get you a bottle of bourbon to take to Bandon Dunes for your birthday.
Thank you very much.
I ended up, and then you get that. That's just, and then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I spotted that flash of light where I'm going, damn, 5 minutes ago, I just told Mikey about the photo detection thing, and I'm doing like 31 or 32 and a 20, and I'm going to get this sucker in the mail for $125 bucks or whatever.
So it's been a good morning.
So then I just went to QFC, bought the bourbon, Sky's down
had to
there.
Had to wait for the person to come over there to unlock the secret garden gate.
Yeah. And I'm paying for parking downstairs. But here's something that's never happened.
That's right, because the parking, I don't know what's going on down there, and the parking and the turnaround, they've blocked it all off for some reason.
Okay, here's something that happened today, though, and I know we need to go to break here so we can break on time. I'm going to really try and do well with that on Monday. Johnny, my homeless buddy, they're off of Madison.
Hobo.
Well, whatever he is. He's a really nice guy, and I like him. He's got magic markers there. He's got pigeons around his feet. And every other day, I usually give him money. And the other day, he saw these dice on my mirror that Stevie gave to me a long time ago. So he assumed that I played craps. And then Johnny's giving me advice on how to play craps. Okay, he's telling, now, Jim, what you need to do is, you know, you put the money out there when the point is established, and then you put extra chips behind the number and all this stuff. I'm thinking, wait a minute, how's Johnny, you know, he's getting money to go to the Snoqualmie Casino or something. But today,
Johnny up at Tulalip.
Today, get this. When I went to get your bourbon, I got the extra cash. I got 20 bucks. I said, can you give me a 10, a 5, and 5 ones? Because I'm thinking of Johnny. I'm going to give him a couple of ones when I go buy him. So I go by Johnny this morning, and I have $2 that I'm wanting to hand to him. He's like, no, Jim, you keep that money. You keep that money, and you put it on the craps table. He turned down the $2. I've never had anyone turn it down when you offer them money when they've got the cardboard sign out.
Next time,
Johnny's my hero.
All right, next time you come across Johnny, can we just get video of this, the whole thing? Tuesdays with Maury?
Yeah.
How about Tuesdays with Johnny?
Okay.
Well, and every day we just get, maybe ask Johnny some thoughts on, you know, every time you pull up to him, hey, should we fire Pete Carroll? What do you think about trading Russell Wilson? How do you think DePoto's been doing at his job?
I'll do that. I begged him to take the $2 and he wouldn't do it. He Jim, you need to gamble it.
What if you slid him the bourbon?
he wanted.
What if he said, hey, Johnny, $2? No. What about that burger?
Oh, he would take that.
Yeah, of course.
He would take that. But yeah, that was my morning.
That's a great morning. All right. I don't know what we're going to do next, but we'll find out, and you will find out along with us. We are broadcasting from the 40 to 13 flag planting ass-kicking studio here on 950 KJR. Curtis Crabtree will join us at 11:05, Fact or Fiction 11:35. The Prince of Puyab, Chris Egan, will stop on by his weekly visit 12:05, and Puck the Picker versus Spoken Moore, Lock of the Week, coming up at 12:30.
Now back to Football Friday, powered by Bud Light, on your home for the Huskies and the 12th man, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, it's Puck and it's the go-to guy. We are back with you. It's a Flair Friday, it's a Drag Your Ass Friday. Our show brought to you by Redbox, smarter way to watch and play. We are broadcasting from the 40 to 13 flag planting ass-kicking studio. Big thanks to Dave Mahler, $500 donation there to the Ronald McDonald House, raising our total to $31,150. Now, we'll have a new sponsor on Monday, starting next week. So starting on Monday, if you would like to sponsor this studio for the next week as we continue to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can text us, 49451. You can reach out to Chris while we're talking off the air at 286-9595 or 1-800-829-0950. You can tweet us, Jason Puckett 20, at Cougs Go, at CKid206. And and if you would like to donate, we ask for a minimum of $500 to promote your business. And we should have a new one on Monday. Jim and Chris Egan will be in here for Monday, Tuesday. They'll have it. And we'll get something. We usually do. Sometimes it takes a little bit, and then all of a sudden, like at the very end, we get like a bunch of calls that come in. But we're one final day here in the 40 to 13 flag planting ass kicking studio. And I can tell you there's several people here that can't wait for that to end.
There's also several that would like it to just run nonstop.
That is true.
Like me, maybe.
Like us. Like specifically us. Curtis had a great tea when we were talking about Dickert's press conference yesterday where he's like, Tumwater to Tacoma. I'm like, yeah, it's not that far between. But okay, Tulalip.
Tulalip?
So he could have got Tumwater to Tulalip.
Mm-hmm. That would
have been a good one. So
yeah.
All of it.
Egan will have all of them.
Well, Egan, you know what? We're going to challenge Egan. We'll challenge Egan to come up with all of the names, like helping out Dickert for his press conference yesterday. All of them.
And Egan, I don't know how he does it. I think he just does it off the top of his head. He's not reading from a script. He just bangs it out.
Or maybe he is. I don't know. We'll find out. He could be reading from a script. Curtis Crabtree will join us at 11:05 talking Seahawks, who I believe, you know, tongue in cheek, but I'm kind of half serious on this one. I think they really embarrassed themselves yesterday on social media. May I go on further about what they did on social media yesterday? I was, I'll be honest, as a lifelong Seahawk fan who reminisces about the days of sitting with my dad and his friends in the 300 level as they're just swilling down king beers, and I'm putting down those little ice cream cups, remember, the wooden spoon?
Yep.
And we had
chocolate malt.
Yeah, Raiders fan sitting behind us who would smoke during the game, which I thought was normal. But I think even back then you couldn't do that, but apparently you could. Did you see the social media post they put out yesterday? The career highlights of Adrian Peterson.
Was it the one where they used his nickname all day?
Yeah. Oh, Adrian Peterson is back. Let's look at all the career highlights of Adrian Peterson, and let's see if we can make more great memories with Adrian Peterson. The highlight reel could go on for hours, they write. Let's add a few more to tape, shall we? Embarrassing.
Who did that?
Loser franchises do this. Losers.
I saw where he's, 98 yards away from 15,000?
Is that
so
the number?
So they'll make a big deal out of that.
Are we going to stop the game and honor him?
Is that like Gaylord Perry winning his 300th as a Mariner?
Yeah,
Gaylord Perry did more.
But here's the thing. Like, I'll say, the Mariners did, they acquired Gaylord Perry. Now, I'm too young to really remember it. You would remember it more than I would, but like that was just an attention grab. They weren't a good franchise. It's early in their tenure. They wanted a noticeable player to join their organization because they needed a little bit of fanfare.
Well, and he did more than Adrian Peterson is going to do for the Seahawks.
Well, what do you think Adrian Peterson's going to do with the Seahawks? I was looking this up. I'm old enough to remember when Franco Harris came here, and Franco Harris did nothing when he joined this team. Franco Harris in '84 when they had the injury to Kurt Warner, we suffered it in is either week one or preseason. He had 170 yards on 68 carries that season. He was terrible. It was awful. In fact, I mean, he was just is Adrian Peterson, they have six games left. Is he going to do anything like that?
What was he in Tennessee, 27 for 82?
27, yeah, exactly.
So why would you think that he has anything left when Tennessee has an offense fit for running backs, and then you think you do too?
I generally felt embarrassed yesterday when I saw that. As a Seahawks fan, embarrassed that this organization would put that out there.
Well, it's like we were talking about yesterday. You don't have a playoff push in you anymore.
Yeah, so what do they think? They think this is now, we know we're not going to make the playoffs, but hey, Joan up there in 310, we got Adrian Peterson, so you're fired up about that on Sunday, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, why not go with a younger guy and just see, like, let's say Josh Johnson is nothing. Let's say he really isn't a good
option. Let's find out.
Yeah, just find out. You got him on a practice
Let's
squad.
Let's find out if DJ Dallas
He was active in playing special teams this last week. Get him out there, and what do you have to lose by putting Josh Johnson out there?
What do you have to lose to say, you know what, we drafted DJ Dallas for a reason. For a reason.
Right.
So why don't we just, we've never really handed over the offense or the bulk of the carries to DJ Dallas before, have we? No. Why don't we do it on Sunday?
Make him the lead back. Alex Collins is nursing a sore groin.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well, they say, well, he doesn't really practice all that well. Well, I don't know. Sometimes guys don't practice all that well. Maybe you give him an opportunity, and all of a sudden, maybe he surprises you. I don't know.
And then the other part of it is there any running back in the league? Like, pick the best running back in the league. Would he do all that well behind Seattle's line right now?
Probably not. But Dallas was drafted. I mean, DJ Dallas isn't some, like, undrafted rookie free agent, or Chris Carson drafted him in the seventh round. You drafted him in the fourth round.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so see what you have, especially now.
I just thought it was embarrassing. I think franchises who like for 10 years win one or two games, they sign guys like Adrian Peterson. Not these guys.
No, I don't really know. Do you know anyone who's excited about Adrian Peterson coming to town?
Pete Carroll is, because he once recruited him at USC. I really honestly think this is a Pete Carroll-driven thing. That he, in his heart, he believes he's getting a 23-year-old Adrian Peterson.
He can't be thinking that.
No, I think he believes that he is going to get the guy that was the star running back with the Vikings and the kid that he tried to recruit out of Dallas to go to USC. Like, he's trying to right some wrong because he missed out on the recruiting battle with Oklahoma.
You know how easy
that's all he talked about yesterday or the other day when they signed him, when they signed with the practice squad. And then Adrian Peterson gets up there yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, and goes, "Well, you know, what's your goal, Adrian? My goal is to win championships."
Why'd you come here?
Why'd you come here then? Because they're not winning. Why would you say? You know why he's playing football still, right? He's in debt. He's broke. That's the only reason this guy's still playing. Now, fine. I mean, this is his profession. This is his job. Mm-hmm. This is what he does well. So I get it. That's the only reason he's still playing or trying to play.
Okay.
He's in debt. He's broke.
You know what I'm going to do on Monday? Like, you're not going to be here. If he runs for 150 yards and two touchdowns, I don't care what hole you're on at Bandon Dunes, we're calling you.
My phone will be off.
It's in
the drawer.
What were you saying about Adrian Peterson on Friday, Puck? What was that again?
I mean, isn't it a little embarrassing? Isn't it a lot embarrassing?
It's not a little embarrassing. It's just, it's stupid.
God, it's just embarrassing. I mean, God almighty.
We'll see if it works out.
And Carroll's really convincing himself, like, this is it. This is what pushes us over the edge. This is what's get us this finishing strong to go 6-0.
Desperate.
Has he checked out the Niners' numbers on defense? Yeah. Adrian Peterson's going to have six carries for negative 3 yards.
Six
That's
for
what
negative
I'm saying right
three.
Now. Six for negative three.
That little I'm with too you, aggressive? Though. Give the carries to Dallas. What are you going to have? Dallas and Adrian Peterson and toss in a little sprinkle of Travis Homer? Is he hurt too?
He practiced. I think he's fine. I think he's going to be okay for this week.
All right.
Just embarrassing. You know what else is embarrassing? We were going to save this for later, but I can't save it. I really can't save it because I saw something yesterday on the internet, and I had to watch. I've watched it at least 15 times now. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. We're talking about coaches. You know, being introduced, press conferences, talking to their fan base. You've heard or seen nothing like you are about to hear next from a college football coach. We are broadcasting from the 40-13 flag planting ass kicking studio here on Sports Radio 950 KJO. We won that matchup. Okay? We won. Cougs won that matchup. For sure.
In a landslide.
In a landslide. We won that matchup. All right, we are in the 40-13 flag planting ass kicking studio.
What are they talking about?
Well, I don't know. Just, we won going away. $500 donation, Dave Mahler. Thank you, Softy. $31,150. If you are interested, and we'll pick a new sponsorship, I don't know, today or over the weekend, by Monday. If you are interested, a $500 minimum donation we're asking for. Chris says we have a couple people maybe that would like to donate, but we'll still take some calls and texts. 286-9595, 1-800-829-0950. Call Chris off the air, or 49451, the text line, or you can tweet us at JasonPuckett20, at CougsGo, at CKid. 206. All right. this is the best audio I've heard in a long time. So Brian Kelly in the football circles is just considered a major fraud in college football. He's just the guy there's a story that many people have told about how he treated Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh. They were on his staff at Cincinnati. They were GA assistants, and he invited them over. This is just one story of many. He invited them over to a Christmas party. So they thought, oh, cool. You know, GA assistants, we're coming over. Now, this is nice coach to invite us over. Once they got there, they were told, oh, you're not going to come to the party. You need to shovel the driveway because it was snowing. Shovel the driveway for our guests.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, and then park their cars.
Wow.
So they thought when they were done doing this, parking their cars and shoveling their snow and all this, that they get to come inside. And Kelly's like, no. You can, when they're done, you can go get them their cars. And Saleh and LaFleur, they tell the story all the time. I think they were on the same staff at San Francisco maybe or something. And they're like, well, when we become head coaches, we are never going to treat anyone on our staff like that. Hmm. That's a story of many about Brian Kelly. He's just not well-liked. Now, that doesn't mean is he not going to be successful at LSU? I don't know. He's been successful everywhere he's gone. He won at Cincinnati, wherever he was before that, I'm not sure. He won at Notre Dame. He's going to win at LSU.
Think if you're Scott Woodward, though, that even though you see all the success that this guy's had, you hear that one story, you're thinking, I'm not going to hire him?
Well, all I would say for people who think this is a home run hire, the Kirk Herbstreets of the world, who Kirk Herbstreet was ball-washing Brian Kelly for, if you watch Game Day, if you wake up every morning at 7 a.m. to watch game day, for the last month, all you've heard Kirk Herbstreit do is ball wash Brian Kelly for the USC job. He did it every show for a month. He wanted.
Why?
Because he's buddies with Brian Kelly, and he wanted him at USC. I don't know. Because Brian Kelly probably asked him to promote him at USC. I'm not sure. Anyways, he wanted out of Notre Dame. So Brian Kelly goes down to LSU. This guy is from Massachusetts, Northeast. Part of the country, deep, you know, New England country, right? Going now to LSU. The guy now has changed his voice. He is at the LSU basketball game. I think it's the women's basketball game last night, and he spoke to the LSU crowd. And all of a sudden, this Northeastern Massachusetts head coach all of a sudden starts talking like he is like, I do declare I'm some Southern lawyer coming on down from Massachusetts to the great state of Louisiana.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Great night.
My family. And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Now, I just come on inside and get yourself something cool to drink.
Can't wait to, rub the bosom of a fine young co-ed here at LSU. and try your delicious crawdad and preach at your Baptist church.
You know,
I mean, by next week, this guy is going to be, I mean, he's going to look like the Don Johnson character in Jake on Jake.
Well, come on inside and get yourself something cool to drink.
He's going to look like him. I do declare LSU is on the path back to respectability. Good God.
You know, I noticed that
who does he think he's fooling?
He grew up in Everett, Massachusetts. So it's a suburb of Boston. It's just north of Boston. And I knew someone from Everett, Mass. And I went and I met her parents. And he was the typical Boston accent. You hear the pack your car. So that's
this is
anything,
what he sounds like.
Yeah.
He went in. Can you play it again? Play, because I love when he says, my family. Please.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger.
Right.
I'm here with my family.
Right there.
And we are
great
so
day
excited.
To be a Tiger with my family.
You think he practiced?
Yes, I think this loser sat in the front of a mirror and practiced how to say family. And a great day to be a Tiger.
You imagine doing that?
Well, come on inside and get yourself something cool to drink.
Oh, my goodness.
You so if you're a Tiger fan, are you eating that up, or are you thinking, man, who's this phony?
Who's this
phony that we hired?
I think you're like, oh, my God. Like, what did we just hire? You better win. I'll tell you this. He better go undefeated next year or win, like lose one game. They'll turn on him quickly. They forced one of their own out.
Yeah.
Who 2 years ago had what many people believe the greatest college football team in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we'll see you later.
Man, you get this guy.
Think about that.
You get this guy with a phony voice replacing the guy.
And look at Brian Kelly's track record. He's never won a big game in his life. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. How many times has he been in the college football playoff and they've gotten toasted by like 30? He's never won a big game.
Yeah.
He's always had good teams. They've never won anything big. So, but I tell you, it will change at LSU.
What was it on Twitter? Somebody said, pay me $95 million and I'll happily record the podcast in the fake accent of your choosing.
Sure.
So, yeah, he's getting torn up.
Curtis Crabtree talking Seahawks. He's coming up right around the corner.